All right, so Simon Kupta de Hay, Hilchos Kriya, Sif Ches, right? So I'll call him Asim on all other relatives. And Loi Shoma Ad Lacha Lamed, if you don't hear about the death till after Shloishem, Kriya, there's no Kriya. I love Avi. On his father and mother, Kareya La'ilam, Begodov Shehem Allah B'shas Shmiya. Then the person always has to, whenever he hears it, even if he hears it a year later, he has to tear kriya.
What other
Acha
relatives are mechuyev in kriya? Like,
begodesh.
what other relatives mechuyev in kriya for?
What? Brother, sister, son, daughter,
Whoever a
and
kohen can metamei for?
yeah, it's all the same. Yes, so, so them after 30 days, if they hear about the death after 30 days, they don't have to tear kriya. Acha, but the begadim that he changes, I mean, but somebody for a parent, he has to tear kriya even if it's more than 30 days. Acha begadim shu machlav acharkach, but the begadim that he changes into afterwards, ain't a tzarach lekriya, that he does not have to tear. Fine, Tess, because we said yesterday or 2 days ago that. That all clothing of an oval during Shiva of for an oval for the parents, he has to tear. Fine. Tess. Lamed Gamlinyan Kriya. Yomtif knocks out Shloishim, even for tearing Kriya. Let's say a relative dies a week before Yomtif, and the relative that's alive doesn't find out about it until after Yomtif. So then that knocks it out. The other relatives, he could on Erev Yom Tov, he could totally. I'm sorry, this is also going back on that you are allowed to sew your clothing, right? For other relatives, you're allowed to sew up the clothing. So it's saying that Erev Yom Tov, that's considered as if Shloishim is done. And for the mother and the father, he can, quasi fix it. Yud Kara Ala Meis. If he tore kriya on a mace, it was like Shiva mace loy mace achar. And then during Shiva, another family member died. Marchik k'may gibel atzvayis. He distances it by 3 fingers. Min hakera harishon from the first tear. The kareya tefach and he tears the tefach. Aishem ma'isav al hakera harishon. Or he could just tear further another tefach from the on the original tear. Aval achar zayin kozman shabeger ha-karua alav. After Shiva. As long as the torn baggage on him, Maisa will have Koshu, but died, then he adds on a little bit and that's enough. Ach, and Marishan Hoya Mishara Kraivim. If the first person was from the other relatives, meaning not parents, Basheni hu Avavima, and the second one is the mother and the father, as I Afilu Lacha Zayin, even after Shiva, Tzarach Lahachi Gimel Etzpoisil Kraya Kedina, he has to distance it 3 fingers and tear Kedin. Shein Avavima B'Tosefes, because the mother and the father. Cannot you can't add on to a tear for a parent. That's too a parent is too chashuv. And if the father dies first and then the mother, or the opposite, then just pulling the tearing further is not enough. Yud Aleph. If he heard once that his parents died, or his father or his mother, or 2 other relatives, meaning they both died at the same time, so kera echad, then he has to tear 1 kriya for both. He doesn't have to do 2 kriyas. But if it's his father and mother and another relative, then kera then he tears lechatchila. On his father and the mother, Rachkach Marcha Gimel twice. Then he distances it 3 fingers, Alachar, and then he tears on the other person. Yud Beis Chayla Shemes Lemes, a Chayla who dies Im Daita Tzlula. So if I'm sorry, he didn't die. The Chayla has a relative that died. So if his mind is clear, Elashena Yachal Lekroya Machvas Shumasukim B'Chayoy, but he can't tear because he's has a sakana in his. Sickness, meaning it's going to cause him to stress if he has to tear his clothing. And then he's Pater. Unless he's still during Shiva. Because during Shiva, That's considered Shas Chimum, right? Meaning he would still, meaning Tav Shiva is still considered like, the heat. But we said yesterday that you tear Kriya right by the burial because that's when the sadness is the most. But during Shiva it's also still sad. It's still pretty sad. Fine. Avalimla Yochel Kroya. But if he's not able to tear, may Machmashalay is a daitzlula because his mind wasn't clear. As Azaikishatovit like Dayatzlula, then when he gets his mind clear again, Havios Shaschimam Shalay, then that's considered his time of heat, meaning that's when he needs to let out his thing, V'chayav Lakroya, and then he's Wachuyev to tear his begadim, if it's within Shleishim. And like we said before, that on the mother and the father, he has to tear it forever when he hears about the death. Yudgim, a cotton who dies, even if he didn't, meaning a cotton, the car again, I'm sorry, I keep saying that. Cotton didn't die. A cotton has a relative who dies. Even if he didn't get reach the age of chinuch, like kriya katsas, you give him a little kriya. So that people should have agmas nefesh on the avelos. And if he wants, he already got to the age of chinuch, then mitzvah lekroya k'may gedolim. Then it's a mitzvah for him to tear like gedolim. Yud on cholamayin, the minig is in these medinas that you only tear for a mother and a father. Bein b'yom ha'kfura, whether it's the day of the burial. Bein b'yom ha'shmu, whether it's the day it was heard. V'afilu b'shmu rechayka, even if you just heard about the death, and the death happened a long time ago. Ach emesu avav v'imay b'yomtiv. But if the father and the mother died on yomtiv, hayol v'nitcha kriya, since the kriya was already pushed off, la yikra b'cholamayin, then they shouldn't tear in cholamayin ad lachar regel shemas v'lezavol. Only after yomtiv, once the avela starts. V'ashar krevim. Ain't kairin with cholamayid ad la haregel. There's no kriya till after yomtiv. Achim shomer b'cholamayid shmuel kriva. But if he hears a shmuel kriva, shall achar yomtiv tei rechayka, that after yomtiv is going to be rechayka. Biki agavna yikar b'cholamayid. In that situation, he should tear in cholamayid. It's a srit of a kar halameis kosov b'simin kuf samav tes. That we already said that you're not allowed to scratch yourself, etc., etc. Fine. Simin kuf tzadi vav. Hilchas Einin, Bechol, Ubeshabbos, Ubeyamtiv, Ubechof, Beisifim. So Misha Meis Lemeis, Shu Chayav Lesabalalov. Somebody who has a relative who died and he has to have Avelos Areza Einin, Ad Lachar Kvura. He's considered an Einin until after Kvura. Einin means somebody who is in mourning. Shalo Yina Kalas Roish. He can't be have Kalas Roish, Kadesh Shalo Yomra Lemei, Shoya Adam Kal. Because if he's going to have Kalas Roish, then people are going to think, oh, it's no big deal. This guy, nobody's really said about this guy's death. And that's why, since this guy's not a chosh of a guy, so he's not busy with his death, right? And we're not chosh of a misa. And that's considered a very bad thing for the mace. Eli Yisrael, Lechol Torud. He should show everybody that he's busy, benivolam, misasa, kvurasa, and he's bothered by the misa and the kvura. Lo yoichal b'cheder shemeis boy. You're not allowed to eat in the room where he died. Ela b'cheder achar, only another room. V'mein lo cheder achar, there's no other room. Yoichal b'beis chaver, he has to eat in a different house. V'mein lo b'beis chaver, if he doesn't have a different house. Then he should do in front of the mace, mechitza 10 tfachim, and it shouldn't be open 3 tfachim. And it has to withstand the wind. And let's say he doesn't have a mechitza, then he could turn his face away and then he could eat. In the meantime, even if he's in another city, he shouldn't have like a big meal, right? Ella derech harayah, he should be like temporarily. He can't eat meat and he can't drink wine, which is as contrary to what many people believe. People think that during Shiva, they can't eat meat. Ovel can't eat meat and can't eat wine. That is not true. An ovel is allowed to have meat and wine. Only an einan is not allowed to have meat and wine. I think people get mixed up from the einan, and they also get mixed up with the halachas of the 9 days.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stop with that first recording.